Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The first baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Griffin. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Tom Griffin. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Alou reaches second base with a double. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Alou scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cedeno moves to third. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Pepitone trying to get to third. Citino throws the ball into Rader, who tags Pepitone for the out. Hickman moves to second. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a pop-up towards first. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alou bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Beckert moves to second. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Rudolph and he is out, Beckert applying the tag. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hyatt strikes out. Two outs. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudolph hits a line drive towards short. Metzger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-2 in the game. Menke hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno who is chasing the ball. Pepitone reaches third base with a triple. Santo goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeden hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudolph hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jenkins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Miller pinch hits for Jack Hyatt. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Childs pinch hits for Tom Griffin. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert catches it and throws to first to double up Miller. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Howard now catching. Ken Forge now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Howard and he is out, Rader applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beckert throws to second for 1, and Kessinger throws to first, and Breeden drops the ball. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jenkins. Morgan moves to second. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 3 in the game. Menke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rudolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 3 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.